This is Wade Rathje with the Chief Organizer's report on how Dwolla Lending Club Housing and Women should block Summers for a position as Chair of the Federal Reserve. It's hard to believe that there's really a campaign in earnest to push Larry Summers as the new Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, and that President Obama seems to be somewhat supportive of his candidacy. Admittedly, the other front runner is a distinguished woman, the economist Janet Yellen, who's also being targeted by a sexist, can a woman really manage the nation's money kind of campaign by Summers supporters, which pushes me in her direction. But frankly, I'd go for an old shaggy dog before Summers. Let's say that even if some believe we should forgive him for his argument that women were not as capable as scientists, that led to his losing his job as president of Harvard University. His record of toadying up to the big banks, where he has been and is now a frequent consultant, so that the housing crisis was left to them to mangle and prolong, causing pain and financial devastation of millions of homeowners, even as he helped orchestrate the bank's bailout, should also disqualify Summers from being their primary regulator and money manager in the future. His mentorship with Facebook's billionaire Sandberg of lean in rather than push back fame had connected him to tech-based startups, but let's look a bit harder at them than the newspapers have. Lending Club, where he's an advisor and board member, calls themselves a peer-to-peer lender, meaning that they move loans to borrowers directly from investors without the whole middleman mess of banking regulations or even usury laws, it seems. Looking at Lending Club, it turns out that the interest rates for these loans are blatantly predatory, starting around 14.5% and going up as high as 30%. Yes, there is a lending gap for small businesses created by the kind of banking policies championed by Summers. And yes, Lending Club is growing like Topsy because of it, with more than $1 billion in loans outstanding. But does this make Summers someone who's going to look at lending discrimination, affordability in terms of repayment, enforcing the Community Reinvestment Act, and stopping predatory lending, which are all among the Federal Reserve charges? I don't think so. He's on the board as well of Dwolla, an Iowa-based operation that moves money cheaply. I was inclined to like this operation because I thought they were mimicking the Hawala system of money transfer at lower cost. And perhaps there's hope, but most recently they received a subpoena barring them from moving money directly between accounts to facilitate the Bitcoin virtual currency schemes. Yes, credit card companies and banks are scamming billions from consumers and fees on transactions that are not supported by the real cost, and Summers is also tied into Square, which is a wonderful improvement on both rates and retail point-of-sale systems. But sketchy stuff and the Federal Reserve are not what we really want, I don't think. Finally, let's go with his reputation, much reported and documented, of always having to be the smartest guy in the room, and his legendary intolerance for dissent, criticism, and other opinions. His fans say he's changed, and God knows the fictional performance in the movie Facebook, where he turned a deaf ear on the Winklevoss twins, was classic, though now that he's in flirting with enabling that Bitcoin mischief, he would have probably been willing to spend hours with him these days. But do we really want someone running the Federal Reserve with that kind of impact on our economy, banking system, and money supply to be someone who had to learn how to listen and play well with others? Our voices will need to finally be heard. Let's make history with a woman who has a reputation for toughness and listening, rather than the bully from Boston with his fingers in every pot, women marching with signs in protest, and wreck and ruin throughout the country in his wake already. This is Wade Rathje. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.